Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. It's Thursday, June 4th, and today I want to talk about how getting married to structure can really get in the way of you accomplishing your big goals in life. I understand that when we set these big goals, we don't know how to get there. We just have an idea, we have hopes, we have dreams. We're at point A and we want to get to point B. Now, you can get some guidance, some mentorship to come up with a plan, come up with a set of daily disciplines to get you there. And it takes a lot just to have that big goal, I understand. It takes a lot just to have the discipline to follow through with a set of daily disciplines that you hope will get you to reach your goal. What happens many times is we get married to that structure. We get married and emotionally attached to just doing the same things at the same time, and we feel good. We feel good about that we're actually able to follow through on the set of things that most people can't do. We couldn't even do them in the past, and now we can do them. And it fills us with this sense of satisfaction. Here's the challenge with that. When you feel so good about a series of disciplines, structure, sometimes you lose sight of what the big goal is. Why do you have this structure? Now, here's the challenge that I see for most of us when we do this. We are connected at the moment of the great feelings that we get from actually following through, from stepping up and doing it even when we don't. And it feels good on a day-to-day basis, heck, an hour-to-hour basis. What we don't really know, only in theory, is how it feels when we actually achieve the big goal, especially if we've never been there before, we've never experienced those feelings. That's just all theory, something we hope that we'll feel someday. But what we know right now is that feeling of structure, of discipline, of execution and follow-through feels so great. We love that feeling. Here's the challenge. We lose sight. We get satisfied. And sometimes we don't care, right? We're feeling good in the moment because we are following through. Sometimes we got to stop and think, hey, well, is what I'm doing right now, is it really getting me close to my goals? Or do I just feel good because I'm doing these set of disciplines? You know, I have men who, they send me a set of disciplines. Hey, what do you think about this plan? If I do this every single day, I want to reach this big goal. What do you think? You know, I don't really need to look at the set of disciplines. Because here's the thing is that they came up with those set of disciplines, the structure, without knowing what it actually takes. Now, it could work. A version of that could work. It's really about how much you really want your goal and really make the adjustments along the way. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the exact structure. So, it could work, it could not work, or a version of it could work in the past. I don't want to give them that validation on this set of structure and have them lose sight of the bigger purpose. Again, you don't want to get married to the structure. What I found, and myself included, especially in the past, before I really took this on, I realized it, is that you get married to that structure, you're feeling so good about yourself, all of a sudden you look back 3 months, 3 years, later, and then you go, why aren't I any closer to my goals, right? It's that short-term satisfaction because we can't identify with those long-term feelings that we'll get with something we've never achieved before. You know, I've had a couple of emails that have asked me, hey, Skip, how do you come up with this stuff every single day? Well, it's my own personal experiences, me working through my different levels of success in different areas of life. I've always been pushing myself. You can just see all the different things over the internet that I've done. A lot of you guys have been following my evolution in my life for years. One thing that I've noticed is that the same challenges come up over and over again, no matter what I've accomplished in the past. It's just a different version of the same thing. And I have the unique pleasure of working with about 20 men from around the world with different goals, different ages, different levels of accomplishment, different levels of confidence, a wide variety of men, and these same things come up over and over again. So I always have plenty of things to talk about, and that's why I pump out these videos on a daily basis, or if you're on my mailing list, the tips. And a lot of guys say, wow, that's exactly what I was going through. That's exactly what I'm feeling these days. I'm just telling you, that's what we're all feeling, and you're going to continue to feel them after you accomplish this goal and the next one and the next one. We're all in this together. You've heard me talk about my coaching. If it's something that you're interested in, make sure that you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. If that's, I know a lot of you guys are sitting on the fence. This is something like I should do, right? Hey, send me an email. You know, we can discuss that. Maybe it's a good fit for you. Maybe it's not. If you have any questions at all, make sure you send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'm at my desk all day long, and it's this personal interaction that I do with you that really drives me, and helping you in that way is what really excites me, helping you reach your goals. With this internet, with so much information, so many things thrown at you, I work really hard to personalize it as much as I can. In addition to these daily videos, send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Hey, keep on driving towards your goal. I know that many times, you know, we get older, and that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're 25, 35, 45, and you think that you should have accomplished more a long time ago. I know that feeling. It's a very common feeling amongst men. Just remember, you can get it together now. Keep driving hard, and it's not too late to be great. Have a great day.